From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese leader expresses anger to the U.S. president. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told U.S. President Barack Obama of his country's profound resentment over a former U.S. Marine's involvement in the killing of a Japanese woman outside an American military base. Mr. Abe made the remark at a news conference after discussing the slaying with Mr. Obama in a meeting before the G7 summit. Mr. Obama said he expressed sincerest condolences and deepest regrets over the Okinawa incident.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets.
The two leaders discussed the incident just days after Japanese authorities arrested Kenneth Franklin Shinzato, a 32-year-old former U.S. Marine, who they say confessed to stabbing and strangling the woman. A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadia Savchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. She thanked her countrymen for her release. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner exchange with Russia. Two suspected Russian soldiers were released from Ukraine. Afghanistan's Taliban says Malawi Haibatullah Akhundzada has been appointed as new chief following the death of Mullah Akhtar Mansour. The Taliban also formally confirmed that Mansour was killed in a U.S. drone attack last week. The new Taliban leader was a deputy to Mansour, along with Sirruddin Haqqani. This is VOA News. A major dispute over visas has erupted between Turkey and the European Union. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Brussels of double standards and warned he's ready to freeze a key migrant readmission agreement with the European Union. Turkey has committed itself to accepting back all migrants that enter neighbouring Greece illegally in exchange for billions of euros in aid and visa-free travel for its citizens to much of Europe. The latest dispute centres on EU insistence that Turkey narrows its definition of terrorism in its anti-terror law as one of the 72 criteria it needs to comply with to gain visa-free travel. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds Hillary Clinton and previous secretaries of state failed to follow guidelines to avoid security risks when using personal emails for official business. The report was to have been released Thursday, but State Department officials hastily called a news conference Wednesday to answer reporters' questions about the findings after they were leaked. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government. Mr. Netanyahu signed the coalition agreement in the Knesset with his new partner, nationalist Avigdor Lieberman of the Yisrael Beitenu party. Lieberman is a polarizing figure in Israeli politics and takes a hard line on relations with Palestinians. He will serve as the new defense minister, playing an influential role in key policy decisions on security. Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiating the latest debt relief arrangement for Greece after talks in Brussels Tuesday night. The International Monetary Fund had demanded a reduction in Greece's debt burden as a condition for further IMF bailout funds. Greece will receive the first part of an $11.4 billion bailout in June, following EU approval of its recent reform efforts. A new kind of passenger bus with security features for women has hit the streets of New Delhi. The installment of two CCTV cameras, a GPS tracking system, and an emergency button are part of an initiative to help women in trouble on public transport systems. The buses were designed following the brutal gang rape of a paramedical student on a bus in New Delhi in 2012. In U.S. political news, a New Mexico rally for presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump was disrupted Tuesday evening by demonstrators who broke through barricades. Dozens of police officers, many on horseback, repeatedly warned protesters to stay away from the sidewalk in front of the rally venue. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.